Wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. Thank you once again for inviting me into your homes. And today we are going to be in Psalm 112. Today's psalm could be considered a continuation of Psalm 111 that we read yesterday. Written in the wisdom tradition, the psalm outlines the virtues of a righteous person. So let us begin. Praise the Lord. Happy is the person who honors the Lord, who takes pleasure in obeying his commands. The good man's children will be powerful in the land. His descendants will be blessed. His family will be wealthy and rich, and he will be prosperous forever. Light shines in the darkness for good people, for those who are merciful, kind, and just. Happy is the person who is generous with his loans and runs his business honestly. A good person will never fail. He will always be remembered. He is not afraid of receiving bad news. His faith is strong, and he trusts in the Lord. He is not worried or afraid. He is certain to see his enemies defeated. He gives generously to the needy, and his kindness never fails. He will be powerful and respected. The wicked see this and are angry. They glare in hate and disappear. Their hopes are gone forever. Today's key verse is Psalm 112, verse 1. Happy is the person who honors the Lord, who takes pleasure in obeying his commands. And so, again, we're seeing this happy is the Lord again and again. And happy is the man whose pleasure is in the Lord, excuse me. And we see that, God is taking a personal interest in those who have made God their priority in their life, and talks about all of the things that God does for those that he loves. Let's pray. Lord God, I trust in you and ask that you strengthen my faith day by day. Teach me to be kind and generous, and help me overcome any feelings of anger or envy that I may feel toward others. I thank and praise you for your mercy and steadfast love. May my words and actions this day bring honor to you. Amen. Okay, well, join us tomorrow. We'll be in Psalm 113, where it speaks about the Lord's goodness and praises that. Until tomorrow then, God bless you, and I pray that your eyes will be opened and ready for God's miraculous interaction in your lives. God bless you.